Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Of saving democracy, the Democratic Party set itself to dismantling it, lacking confidence in its candidate, that its candidate could win in a fair election at the voting booth. The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself. Each time that our volunteers turned in those towering boxes of signatures needed to get on the ballot, the DNC dragged us into court, state after state, attempting to erase their work and to subvert the will of the voters who had signed those petitions.
See, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., going through his, it was about a 40-minute speech. I listened to the whole thing last night, the speech was on Friday. I listened to it last night. Talking about why he is calling for, it was basically suspending his campaign and removing his name from battleground state ballots, but still encouraging people to vote for him in non-battleground states because he doesn't want to be a spoiler. And you can only be a spoiler in battleground states, right? If, you know, there's not enough margin for you to matter, then you might as well go ahead and vote for me, and, you know, we'll see how that all turns out. I will tell you, listening to RFK Jr. is hard. His voice hard to listen to, obviously. But you get used to it. You know, it takes a couple minutes, and you just kind of get used to that's the way he talks, and okay, and he's got some, you know, the throat issue and stuff. Because once you get past that, you know, you can disagree with him or you can think some of his ideas are outlandish, but, you know, he's not a fool. Right? And the more you listen, you think, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. And yeah, the party that labels itself the party of the people, the democracy, the Democrats, right, have engaged in highly undemocratic activity. Now, they always blame Republicans for suppressing the vote, right? They always blame Republicans for wanting to, you know, kick people off or, you know, disenfranchise. You disenfranchise every single person who voted in the primaries, the caucuses. every single person in your party. And all the people who maybe didn't vote but would have, because you canceled the primaries, and right to protect your guy who turned out to be unable to be fit for office anymore, and then you put somebody in his place who didn't get a single vote. Who's in favor of democracy again? You know, that's the point that he's making.
It deployed DNC-aligned judges to throw me and other candidates off the ballot and to throw President Trump in jail. It ran a sham primary that was rigged to prevent any serious challenge to President Biden. Then, when a predictably bungled debate performance precipitated the palace coup against President Biden, the same shadowy DNC operatives appointed his successor, also without an election. They installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate.
Democrat. Democrat. Right? That's what he's... And what he's saying is not that Kamala... He's not saying Kamala is a terrible candidate. He's saying she's not a candidate. She was a pick. She was literally selected, not elected. Remember? Bush v. Gore, right?
My uncle and my father both relished debate.
By the way, you know, his dad was Bobby Kennedy, okay, and his uncle was John F. Kennedy. Just so, I only say that because I know some people may not know. And if you don't know, it's okay. You don't know what you don't know. And I just want to make sure that, you know, he had been so suppressed by ordinary media. And I will acknowledge I have not covered RFK Jr. very much, okay? Whether I was a victim of their suppression or choice, whatever, but so I haven't done my job on this either. I will acknowledge it. And so I just want to make sure you know, because, you know, you might have had a question and now you know. Anyway, that's who he was. And they, you know, his uncle and dad would never have allowed that, he says.
Relish debate. They prided themselves on their capacity to go toe-to-toe with any opponent in the battle over ideas. They would be astonished to learn of a Democratic Party presidential nominee who, like Vice President Harris, has not appeared in a single interview or an unscripted encounter with voters for 35 days. This is profoundly undemocratic.
I think the last thing she did was on one of the late night shows, Fallon or Colbert, when Biden was still in the race. And now they're promising, oh, we're going to put an interview together this week. What do you mean put it? I mean, can she just not go to a set somewhere and talk? How much more producing does she need before she's fit for public consumption? I mean, it's insane. This is our person, but she can't. She can be trusted to run the free world, but she can't be trusted to sit down with Lester Holt. I mean, come on.
How are people to choose when they don't know whom they are choosing? And how can this look to the rest of the world?
Right? But this is, I mean, this is clearly the strategy of the DNC. This is clearly the strategy is, you know, hide Biden in the basement and get him elected and then hope nobody realizes that he's not fit for office. Hide Kamala and put her out there only as much as we absolutely have to, and then hammer Trump and hope that Trump hatred and, you know, self-delusion, right, cognitive dissonance will drive people into believing, well, she must be awesome because we don't have an alternative, and hope that works through November. That seems to clearly be the strategy, since that was the strategy for all 4 days last week. 6:16 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Everything's flowing smoothly so far. No accidents to let you know about. Seeing minor delays on 29 and 9 Mile at that intersection. But I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to RFK Jr. on his Friday speech about why he is suspending his campaign in battleground states, allowing it to go forward in battleground states. He did not drop out, by the way. If you see that headline, that's not accurate. But anyway, here's kind of more of what he had to say.
My father and my uncle were always conscious of America's image abroad because of our nation's role as the template for democracy, a role model for democratic processes, and the leader of the free world. Instead of showing us her substance and character, the DNC and its media organs engineered a surge of popularity for Vice President Harris based upon, well, nothing. No policies, no interviews, no debates, only smoke and mirrors and balloons in a highly produce Chicago circus.
Smoke and balloons, that's the line.
In Chicago, a string of Democratic speakers mentioned Donald Trump 147 times just on the first day. Oh, who needs a policy when you have Trump to hate? In contrast, at the RNC convention, President Biden was mentioned only twice in 4 days.
Now, I think he was talked about, even though he might not have been name-checked, but clearly at the DNC, yeah, they were. It was all Trump all the time, as if he was the incumbent, the evil one sitting on the throne who had to be dethroned, is clearly the way they're setting this up, right?
I do interviews every day. Many of you have interviewed me. Anybody who asks gets to interview me. Some days I do as many as 10. President Trump, who actually was nominated and won an election, also does interviews daily. How did the Democratic Party choose a candidate that has never done an interview or debate during the entire election cycle?
And this is vicious, but this is accurate. Think about what we would say about some other country that did their process this way.
President Biden mocked Vladimir Putin's 88% landslide in the Russian elections, observing that Putin and his party controlled the Russian press, and that Putin prevented serious opponents from appearing on the ballot. But here in America, the DNC also prevented opponents from appearing on the ballot. And our television networks exposed themselves as Democratic Party organs. over the course of more than a year in a campaign where my poll numbers reached at times in the high 20s, the DNC-aligned mainstream media networks maintain a near perfect embargo on interviews with me.
It's true. It was kind of the, well, they're not interviewing him, so I'm not going to interview him, and they're not interviewing him, so we're not going to interview him. And the, you know, I don't know how deliberate it was or how much shared misinformation it was, but yeah, that almost total embargo on him from ordinary media outlets.
During his 10-month presidential campaign in 1992, Ross Perot gave 34 interviews on mainstream networks. In contrast, during the 16 months since I declared, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN combined gave only 2 live interviews from me.
Democrat. Believing in the right of people to be informed about... You tend to think, like, the suppression of democracy is to prevent people from voting. Yeah, but what if you control their choices? What if you manipulate the information that is provided to them so that they don't realize there are other choices? That is also intruding upon democracy, right? That's failing to keep the voters informed. I mean, what is the job of news media? So, I mean, I agree with all of his criticisms. And I will acknowledge I didn't pay a lot of attention to RFK Jr. I've never watched any of his stuff. I had people telling me I should, but he always seemed like such a fringe candidate and also such a small share of the pie that it didn't seem to be worth my time, mostly because I focus so much on local things. But, you know, I'll watch Biden speeches here and I'll watch Trump speeches here and I'll, you know, report on that stuff. I didn't care about RFK Jr. I didn't pay enough attention to him. Maybe I should have. Because in watching the stuff on Friday, I mean, I don't agree with him about everything, but he's not a fool. He's got some interesting things to say. I think he's a little weird in some of the stuff, but maybe he's right. Maybe he's right that America doesn't pay any attention to real issues like processed foods and why do we have so much autism and why do we have so much obesity and why do we have so much ADHD and why are we all drugged up all the time and why are our kids so unhealthy and why were we so vulnerable to COVID because so many people had comorbidities. I mean, he says that's all due to basic failure of the government to help people be healthy by preventing dangerous foods, ingredients in foods, and, you know, why do we have an obesity epidemic among children? He says, you know, because the government really hasn't been doing its job, now, which kind of interestingly sounds a little bit like Let's Move. Sounds a little bit like Michelle Obama's push to get people active, kids active, and eating healthy foods, which produced some pretty ridiculous policies. But I think what she was trying to do was something along the same lines as what RFK Jr. seems to be interested in doing. Now, is it going to be successful? I don't know. So that side of things, you know, the policy side, I don't, you know, I'm not an isolationist. I don't agree with him about some of his international policy. I'm not sure whether he's right about his relationship between foods and medicine and all of those things. But he's 100% right about the Democrats and how the party of his family has abandoned its basic commitment to the principles that made it that party. And somebody texts in 437-1620. Somebody says, some people are going to say that Kamala Harris did get elected as the vice president, therefore she's the natural person to take over for Biden. She would be. 100% she would be. If Biden resigned, she would be president and should be president. That doesn't mean that she gets the nomination in the party. That's completely unconnected to whether she gets the nomination in the party. That's why you have primaries. That's why you go through a process. And the whole idea that nobody else was seriously considered and that this thing was all sham concocted to shove her through and not talk about her, her history, her policies. I mean, you don't know what she believes. If you watch the DNC, you don't know anything about what she believes except she's in favor of abortion. Okay. She was a tough prosecutor. You know, like, she's committed to Israel and the Palestinians both. Well, what's your plan? You know, we're going to solve it. She's going to cut down on the housing crisis and she's going to make, you know, people have better incomes or whatever. I mean, it's all fluff, right? You didn't learn anything from her speech about her. Not really. And that's the point. It's all a marketing campaign. So, again, yes, definitely she is entitled to be president if something horrible happens to Biden or if he steps down. It does not mean she's entitled to be the candidate, especially when so much suppression went on to produce her as the candidate, right? 4-3-7-16-20, somebody else says, there's so much Trump hatred that that Kamala could actually have a chance of winning. Agreed. From a marketing standpoint, I mean, the Democrats are doing it exactly right. But then there's going to be the debates. And we'll see what happens in the debates. But yeah, from a marketing, you know, don't tell the truth about your candidate. Pick somebody you can manipulate and, you know, shove over and focus on attacking the enemy. Focus on attacking the evil one. Make his negative so high that no matter how bad your person looks, people will vote against that person. I mean, that's just marketing, right? When you don't have a good product, attack the other product. 437-1620, John's got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Candids, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
You want to go with me to NBC?
Yeah, I think we really got something in.
What do we got?
An idea.
What idea?
An idea for the show.
I still don't know what the idea is.
It's about nothing.
Right.
Are they talking about the mythical pilot in the Seinfeld show? Were they talking about Seinfeld itself? Or were they talking about Kamala Harris? 629 here on News Radio 92.3. Somebody sent me this and it seemed pretty appropriate. They said, it reminds me of something I've seen in a Batman movie.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money. Who do you trust? Me? I'm giving away free money.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
France is extending the detention now of the CEO of the Telegram messaging app, Pavel Durov, the founder and CEO, arrested over the weekend at an airport as he was getting on his private jet. Durov was part of a preliminary police investigation focused on a lack of moderation on Telegram. Authorities say they believe that allows criminal activity to occur on the app. Now, the Russian Foreign Ministry has called for his release. Telegram says its moderation is within industry standards. The National Park Service says the body of an Arizona woman that was swept away hiking at the Grand Canyon has been found. Park official says Shinoa Nickerson was swept away on Thursday, about a half mile above the Colorado River confluence. Her body was found Sunday morning, about 20 miles from where she was last seen.
Yeah, pretty awful story to imagine. Just, you know, hiking in the Grand Canyon, and then all of a sudden, but man, you know, the flash flooding, that, I mean, it,
right?
It can be sudden, really, really sudden.
I'm Chris Foster. An Israeli naval officer and three Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon are reported killed in a barrage of cross-border attacks.
Israel taking out this preemptive attack, deploying 100 fighter jets to hit 40 Hezbollah launch sites in southern Lebanon and destroy thousands of Hezbollah rocket launcher barrels. Now, according to Israeli intelligence, Hezbollah was within minutes of launching a wider attack.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Gunmen kill at least 31 people in Pakistan.
23 people were shot dead after being forced from their vehicles. It's reported the attackers demanded to see ID, murdering those found to be from the Punjab region. In a separate attack, gunmen killed at least 9 people, including 4 police officers and 5 passers-by.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump lays a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. It's 3 years since the deaths of 13 Americans in Afghanistan. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 73 degrees, an absolutely beautiful morning here in Pensacola today. Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash that left a man critically injured at the entrance to the Creighton Road Walmart store. That happened last night at about 8:15 p.m. That's when police were called to the scene. They say when they arrived, the vehicle had left the scene. Witnesses described the suspect vehicle as a white Toyota sedan, which would have front end damage. If you have any information, contact the Pensacola Police Department or call Crime Stoppers. A woman has died and a man injured after a stabbing near a known drug house in Escambia County. That happened on Talladega Trail on Sunday. Deputies say the call was initially reported as being shots fired, but when they arrived, they found two victims with stab wounds. The woman died of her injuries. The man was taken to the hospital, where he is currently in critical condition. There's no word on what led up to that stabbing or any suspects in the case. The investigation is continuing. NASA planning to play it safe. They're going to wait until February to bring home the astronauts that have been stranded at the International Space Station since June now.
Our core value is safety, and it is our North Star.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, over the weekend, he said that they would attempt to undock the Boeing-built Starliner capsule from the space station and fly it uncrewed for a landing in New Mexico. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams will come home on a SpaceX capsule that'll launch with a smaller crew next month. The test flight of Starliner had been plagued by helium leaks and thruster issues since it was launched. Today is Women's Equality Day. That commemorates the anniversary of women earning the right to vote in 1920. Political scientist Dr. Susan McManus says Democrat presidential nominee Kamala Harris will likely try to use this to her advantage in campaign speeches today, but it might not be that easy.
Among Florida's women registered voters, there's almost an equal number of Republican women as Democratic women.
So she says Donald Trump could also tout some statistics today as well. Women's Equality Day has been celebrated every August 26th since 1971. Well, a meeting today could determine if more than a million Floridians will see their property insurance rates go up. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation is meeting to discuss citizens' property insurance and their proposed 15% rate hike. The average policy could go up more than $500. The goal is to bring citizens' rates more in line with private insurance companies to reduce the number of policies that Citizens has. Citizens is state-run and supposed to be the insurer of last resort. And Florida State didn't have a lot of luck in Ireland over the weekend in their football game against Georgia Tech. But despite that, the trip could result in some good economic news here in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis was in Dublin for the FSU game. And after it was over, had a meeting with several business leaders in Ireland that are either looking at moving to Florida or expanding their footprint here. DeSantis posted on X that he's looking forward to seeing how trade and investment opportunities that come from that trip benefit the people of Florida. It's 6:35 right now. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now, but we are seeing some slowdown right around I-10 eastbound, right around Highway 29 through that construction zone, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There is a small chance of rain this afternoon, 30% chance overall. Otherwise, temperatures warming up near 92 degrees, feeling quite muggy this afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Tuesday, rain chances increase, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
73 now in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting penair.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to penair.org/checking.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
Flick Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz.
Local.
Hey, Vicki Campbell, how you doing? Popping any champagne at this point or what?
Yes, sir. We sure are.
Dependable.
We actually have some big numbers coming in right away, don't we, sir?
Surprising numbers.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Burgos.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
We're here to, of course, consider at least Parcel 5 at Maritime Park, $100-plus million investment that has the chance to really reshape CMP and finally start that significant return on investment that the city citizens voted 4 years ago.
Yeah, D.C. Reeves talking during the Pensacola City Council meeting about the proposed development on Community Maritime Park with, big development. Finally, we're maybe getting something. It looks pretty exciting. Amy Lavoie talking about the numbers around that deal.
In 2022, when the lease was talked about back then, I did a financial analysis to show what the return on investment would be for the city of Pensacola. And at that time, the proposal was to lease lots 4 and 5, so 2 lots, and would ultimately require the city to construct a parking garage. And based on those broad terms, I did a calculation to show if the city would return a net positive in terms of an ROI to the city. And at the time, I came up, if you showed what the city would make through 2044, then the net positive to the city was about $529,380.
So that is a major improvement, a major change to the value of this proposal, right?
I did an analysis for the new lease, which is only for 1 lot, lot 4 instead of 2 lots. And based on the terms of the lease and the commitments of the developers, I did an analysis as well, utilizing the same assumptions that I used in 2022, meaning the same inflation factors for property taxes, the same valuation methods that I use for taxation purposes. So I used those exact same assumptions, and I did an analysis and updated it for the 2024 lease that you have before you. And the net positive to the city under those terms was just over $19.5 million. So that was the analysis I did. And
sorry, I was thinking ahead to that clip when I mentioned before that it's a significant increase. So, yeah, major financial improvement, right? Dennis Pemberton, the executive managing at Dawson Company.
Looking at the overall plan for Lot 5, we were able to announce, and I think everyone has seen now, that we can announce the hotel company that we're partnering with, and that is Hard Rock International and their Reverb brand. So we were very excited about creating a minimum 125-room hotel that will be entertainment-themed, a lifestyle-oriented hotel that really has the opportunity to enliven the area and create an opportunity to be literally an international draw for the property.
Now, don't get too excited. It's not an actual Hard Rock Cafe, and Charles Baer made sure to clarify that with folks, because I think even some of us, he was not sure, maybe I wasn't sure too, until they started talking about it. You're like, wait, is it a Hard Rock Cafe? It's not a Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay, so I heard it mentioned, Hard Rock, Reverb. Is there going to be a Hard Rock Cafe?
No.
I didn't think so. Somebody mentioned having a Hard Rock restaurant. I didn't think we were going to have a Hard Rock Cafe here, because I'd love to have one at Pensacola, but that's not a deal breaker for me.
It does seem like market size-wise that we're probably not their target size for a Hard Rock Cafe, but I'm glad that he clarified that. Tamara Bones, the president of Dawson Company.
It's a select service hotel, but we're going to basically manage it like a full service. So, meaning in a select service, you can have certain amenities or you cannot, but putting them all in. So everything from a full service restaurant, a lobby bar, a rooftop bar, we'll have a fitness center, also a podcast center for local people who have podcasting, come in, do the recordings. So we're really trying to make this, a very energetic cultural hub for the city, one that everyone can participate in and really something that the city can be proud of.
So it's going to be a combination of, hotel, and there's going to be some affordable housing, and there's going to be, this is my understanding, and there's also going to be some long-term residential and then, street-level activation and, amenities that would make it the kind of place that hotel residents would want, but also that, long-term residents might want as well. And the design company that's going to be involved here is a fairly well-known name.
We talked to you all several times about, we're trying to do something really nice at Maritime Park, and this is really just the beginning. So we really want to put our best foot forward, which is why we went out and we hired Gensler as our architect, which is also why we now have Lenny Kravitz and his firm, Kravitz Design, to really elevate this. So what you see here is really the base standard. We're planning to go well above and beyond this for the community and really make it something really edgy and funky for Pensacola that puts us on the map.
Which is great news, the kind of thing that you definitely want to have. So back to Dennis Pemberton talking about Kravitz Design and why they're so cool.
Engaged Kravitz Design, which is the design firm led by Lenny Kravitz, who is perhaps the coolest person on the planet. And what that does is, again, puts Pensacola on the international stage and prevents and presents an opportunity for us to have a very, very elevated experience for the residences and the hotel. The hotel and the residences will work together, will share some common space, and really provide an opportunity to, again, create something special for the community.
Yeah, very, very cool stuff. And also, this is a company that has had a lot of local activity. They have done a lot of very interesting things here locally.
We have over $300 million of projects we've been involved in Pensacola, including $200 million on Nine Mile Road. And I've shared that project, the information on that project, with you guys in the past. And so in addition to the Inspire Apartments, which is 350 units, which was which is about a $100 million project, and then Evolve and Thrive, which are lofts, and townhomes, which are another $100 million or so. There's additional commercial development that's occurring on the site.
See, I didn't realize that they were connected to all of that, but yeah, I mean, some of the things that are going up on 9 Mile are kind of amazing for this, you know, local company to be involved in all that. So I was very excited to hear the presentation. Of course, the city council, they debated and discussed a whole bunch of the parameters here, and some people are not happy, but, you know, I think they kind of came around in the end, obviously, and came around to a position that they could all agree on, and that's fine. So I like to see this project going forward, and to see something there. And look, I've only lived here 10 years, but while I've lived here 10 years, there's nothing new has happened. You know, we came here with the ballpark, and for those of you who have lived here longer and heard the promise of Community Maritime Park, then man, you know, to finally be able to see something happen on that property is very exciting. 646 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No issues on I-10 or I-110 to let you know about, but if you're trying to get from downtown Milton over to East Milton, you're going to see about a 5-7 minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you have a hardware project, you're trying to fix something around the home, or you're trying to improve something, listen, Pensacola Hardware, they will take care of you. They have been helping people with hardware projects, big and small, since 1851. 170-plus years. I mean, 173 years, like before the Civil War, like before there was Levi's. Like, they've been there since, you know, for 33 of the 46 presidents. I mean, it's just amazing how long they have been in business, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. And not just the hardware side, which is, I mean, fantastic, don't get me wrong, but also in the front of the store, they have all kinds of housewares and gifts and grills and cookware and cutlery and just all kinds of stuff that they can take care of you if you're trying to just wanting to go buy something cool, or if you're wanting to give a good gift to somebody. The houseware section in the front is amazing. Check them out right downtown, Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Join the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9. They'll be talking about their upcoming fundraiser, Rock for Vets, as well as other initiatives they support. The Rock for Vets fundraiser is September 14th at Community Maritime Park and will support our local homeless veteran community. Learn more about Rock for Vets and the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Shut it, Whitney. Let her talk.
So, in addition to watching Strange Brew, I've been watching Bring It On. Bring It On is not the greatest movie ever made, but it is entertaining. And I don't know why, but that particular clip is one of my favorites from the whole movie. Shut it, Whitney. Let her talk. 6:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The process is in procedure.
David. I know he's editing audio, so he's not as expecting me to come to him at this time. Hey there, sir. You got our headlines for us?
This is quite early, Andrew.
I know.
Hold on.
I'm on schedule, and when I'm on schedule, it's so unsettling.
It really is. This train is never on time. I'm just telling you.
No, that's for sure.
Hey, but while I'm pulling up this headline, let's talk about that Lou Malnati's pizza one more time. Oh, my God.
Okay, so... Lou Malnati's is very, very good. Giordano's.
Was Giordano's the better of the two?
Yes. I will say. That's a hard thing to say out loud, but I will say it.
You see, because I didn't see a picture of Giordano's.
I had never gone... it's got the bold cheese pull video and everything. I had been raised on deep dish pizza, mostly from Connie's on Ogden was the place that we always used to go, but I have been to, like, Papadel's and Champagne and Eduardo's and Uno, and I had visited Chicago actually at other times. We'd gone to Gino's and Giordano's. I'd never been to Lou Malnati's. Everybody's raving to me about Lou Malnati's. You gotta go. And I went, and honestly, I was a little disappointed. Now, Dave and Bobby were like, "God, this is the best pizza we've ever had." I'm like, cool. And I didn't want to be the party pooper, you know? And then we were getting through our like third and fourth day of what we're going to eat. And Bobby's like, "Oh, we got to try Giordano." Because I told them at one point, I said, "You know, honestly, this is my reaction. This is why I haven't been raving about it." And they said, "Oh, well." And he said, "Well, why don't we try Giordano's?" You know? And I'm like, "Yeah, but then we're doing pizza again twice." And like, "Yeah, we've got to try it to be sure." We tried it. And the first bite, we're like, "Ah." And even he was like, "Yeah, that." And so I wasn't wrong in my memory because I was worried that it had been so long since I had it. But I am saying that if you have one chance to go,
that's the place.
It's Giordano's, yeah. Or if you're in Champaign-Urbana, you know, go to Papadel's. It's fantastic. I was just personally didn't. It was good, but it wasn't in the upper echelon great that I
gotcha.
Was expecting.
Well, I've had Giordano's, and it is phenomenal, but what I was always told is that was the touristy Chicago pizza, and you had to go to the other place.
Okay. So, Let your mouth do the side by side.
Good and, is know. Good.
By the way, how much weight did I gain?
Oh, hold on. Do a spin. Let me take a look. I'm going to say probably what? You were there a full week, 6 pounds.
I'm down about 2 on the week.
Really?
We walked that much. Yes. And in Milwaukee, same thing. We ate like kings and walked everywhere.
Make sense.
What's going on in the headlines, sir?
Well, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders does not want the U.S. to send any more aid to Israel. He's a critic of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Sanders said on ABC's This Week that Israel's military is creating a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Donald Trump wants an in-depth review of the assassination attempt against him last month at a rally in Arizona Friday. He said if he's reelected, he'd like to form an independent committee on presidential assassination attempts. He said that the committee would be required to release all remaining documents on JFK's assassination as well. And the U.S. Open getting underway today in New York at Flushing Meadows. Both women's defending champion Coco Gauff and men's defending champion Novak Djokovic will be in action today.
All right. Thanks so much. Did you say Novak Djokovic is playing today?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going? Oh, you know what we haven't talked at all about? Have you seen the new, I don't know what you want to call it, Trump in a box? You can't call it the Trump mobile because it's not mobile like the Pope mobile, but you see the new bulletproof glass that he's got in front of him and behind him and sort of to the sides as well. It's not quite a box, but it's sort of a box. It's weird looking. I mean, it's odd to see. Your first thought is, you know how when you see the Pope mobile, what you think is that makes him look kind of frail and vulnerable, right? That's what I think when I look at it. It seems weird, right? And when you see Trump behind all this stuff, I think it makes it look like that too. And of course, what you immediately do is you argue with yourself. But given the history, it kind of makes sense. So I wonder for just like image sake kind of stuff, I wonder whether it's bad because it makes him look vulnerable, or whether it's good because it reminds people, oh my God, this is what happened. Or if you have some other version of this, 437-1620. The other thing is, I mean, can we just not trust the Secret Service to do their job? Of course, we know the answer is, well, no. I mean, obviously we can't. But does that mean that you do it, you know, going forward, you do the same thing? I don't know. I just thought it was super weird. And I know that the news had come out like Wednesday or Thursday that they were going to start doing this. But, man, it's definitely an odd-looking thing. I'll say that. 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're seeing some major slowdowns, about a 15-20-minute slowdown if you're on I-10 eastbound, right around the Pine Forest exit. That is a major slowdown there through that construction zone. But other than that, I-10, I-110, and looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
6:56 here on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about getting that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, what to shop for, what you think you can afford, you know, what's out there. What I always recommend is go to Frontier Motors and browse. Browse. Look at what's on the menu. You know, try a bunch of things. And look, if you're thinking you're going to get a sedan, okay, I understand. Try an SUV. Try a minivan. I mean, heck, maybe try a sports car. I don't know what's a little outside of your range, but what you might discover is, nope, I want a sedan. What you might discover is, oh, minivan. I mean, you never know, right? And because I know, like, I hated the idea of getting a minivan until we had a kid and we drove them. We're like, oh, these are kind of nice. So I'm just saying, try a range of things and get a sense of what you like. And then try something outside because you might discover, oh, that's actually something I'm very interested in. Or you might be like, no, I'm definitely not going to do that. And that's fine. Think of it as an experiment. You know, try something new, right? Frontier Motors, they have a great selection of good quality used cars, about 300 on the lot. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.